You're listening to New Tnia. Judge rules the Pentagon's Anthropic blacklist unlawful. A federal judge ruled that the Pentagon unlawfully retaliated against Anthropic by labeling it a national security supply chain risk after a dispute over autonomous weapons and domestic surveillance. The decision blocks the designation and strengthens suppliers' due process protections, but the government may appeal and a related case remains pending. A.U.S. Federal judge has ruled that the Pentagon acted unlawfully when it designated Anthropic a national security supply chain risk. The 59-page decision turns a temporary injunction issued in March into a summary judgment victory for the Claude maker in its California case. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Judge Rita Lin found that the Pentagon retaliated against Anthropic for publicly criticizing the government's position on military AI.
Why does it matter?
The ruling limits how national security procurement powers can be used against a domestic technology supplier and protects debate over AI safeguards.
What is the catch?
The government is expected to challenge the decision, and a separate case involving another Pentagon authority remains pending in Washington. Key fact, this was the first publicly known use of the cited supply chain risk statute against a U.S. company, a power previously associated with protecting military systems from foreign sabotage. Why the Pentagon blacklisted Anthropic? The dispute began after Anthropic refused contract language permitting Claude to be used for any lawful military purpose. The company maintained two exceptions, fully autonomous weapons and mass domestic surveillance. Anthropic argued that present AI systems are not reliable enough to control lethal weapons without meaningful human judgment and that unrestricted domestic surveillance would threaten civil rights. The Defense Department said a supplier should not be able to constrain military operations and argued that contractual uncertainty could threaten the availability of Claude during a mission. It designated Anthropic a supply chain risk and moved to remove its models from some government work. In its March statement, Anthropic said the statute applied narrowly to uses connected directly to Pentagon contracts, not every commercial relationship involving a defense contractor. What the judge decided. According to Reuters, Lin found the designation illegal and baseless. Her ruling said the record showed retaliation prohibited by the First Amendment, inadequate process before the penalty under the Fifth Amendment, and a decision that conflicted with the governing procurement statute. The judge concluded that the designation responded principally to Anthropic's criticism rather than evidence that the company might infiltrate, sabotage, or disable military systems. The Associated Press reports that the order requires the government to undo the challenged measures. Anthropic said it still wants to work with the government on national security uses of AI. Why this reaches beyond one chatbot.
Frontier IO.
Companies increasingly supply models for intelligence analysis, cyber operations, planning, and simulation. That creates a difficult boundary. Elected governments retain authority over military decisions, while model providers retain technical control and safety policies over systems that may be unreliable or vulnerable to misuse. The ruling does not settle that policy argument. It says the government must use lawful procedures and a valid evidentiary basis when applying a security designation. That matters as countries expand military AI programs, including Britain and Ukraine's recently announced work using 5 million annotated battlefield images. Before we overstate the result, the decision does not give Anthropic a permanent right to government contracts, nor does it prohibit agencies from choosing another model. It also does not decide whether autonomous weapons or surveillance should be allowed. The Pentagon can pursue an appeal, and Anthropic's separate Washington case challenges a different designation affecting civilian federal contracts. What happens next? The immediate effect is to remove the California designation's legal force unless a higher court pauses or reverses the ruling. The broader test will be whether future procurement rules define technical reliability, continuity, and acceptable use boundaries before a dispute begins, rather than trying to resolve them through a security blacklist afterward. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.